the Treasury Star Parade. Produced under the personal direction of William A. Bacher, with Henry Hall as our master of ceremonies, David Brookman and his orchestra, with Adelaide Klein, Evelyn Barton, and Florence Malone, in Malcolm Meacham's radio adaptation of Rose Fell's short story from The New Yorker, Sophie Helenchik's Greenhorns.
Sophie Helenchik came originally from Czechoslovakia, but make no mistake about it, she is an American now. As our story opens, her son Frankie is going away to the army, and this is the farewell feast that she has cooked for him. At the table are Frankie, his three sisters, and a niece, as well as Sophie's cousin, Kathy, and her two boys, just arrived from the old country. Sophie beams round the table, looks fondly at Frankie, and demands...
Frankie, more goulash, noodles, no?
Oh, no, Mom, I couldn't.
Oh, in the army, I think you get no goulash and noodles. Better eat more now.
Oh, Mom, I'll explode.
Oh, then more strudel, a little piece, no?
All right, then. One little piece of strudel.
Oh, good. Maybe you get no more for a long time, no?
Mama, I said a little piece.
Oh, it's not a big piece. Okay. You eat it. It make you strong for Annie. Annie?
Oh, no.
Kathy, you have more strudel?
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, Annie, answer the doorbell. Is someone there? Please.
Going, Mother. Just a minute.
More strudel, Frankie.
Oh, Mama, have a heart. I'll bust.
Oh, it's good for you.
Hello, is Frankie Helenchik home?
Yeah, that's me. What can I do for you?
Oh, my name is Gibbs from the Gazette. They tell me you're going into the army, Helenchik.
Yep, taking off tomorrow.
Ah, we'd like a picture of you, something to run in a paper. Maybe with your mother here, huh?
With me?
Sure, and the rest of the party, too.
Everybody?
Sure, everybody.
No, I don't want no picture taken with no greenhorns.
Oh, he means Kathy and her boys. They're new here. They're not Americans yet like us. Oh, but Frankie, that is not nice to talk like that.
Well, just the same, Mom.
Oh, it's much better anyway. A picture of just Frankie and me, no? What do you think, Mr. Gibbs, huh?
Well, it's okay by me. All right, stand right over here.
Frankie. Mama, I think that's mean. I think we should all be in it. Kathy and everybody.
Nix, no greenhorns.
You might at least have the rest of your own family.
Now, Annie, be still. You know how Frankie is. Just like his father. He gets mad, he gets stubborn look on his face, then you can do nothing. Don't get mad, Frankie. Come, stand still. The man's going to take your picture.
Oh, don't look so.
Okay, ready. Hold it. That's it. Now let's take another over here in front of the flag, huh?
Oh.
That's right. Now, Mrs. Helenchik, smile a little.
Uh-huh.
A little more. That's it.
Is that you, Sophie?
Oh, yes, ma'am, Miss Brown. I am awful late, please, but my boy Frankie, you know, he go off to army this morning. I must see he gets started right.
Of course.
But now I work fast. I clean first living room this morning, no?
Well, you'll have to hurry, Sophie. The Committee for Refugee Children is coming at 11 for a meeting.
Oh, Miss Scudder, she's going to be here, yes?
Mrs. Scudder, why do you ask that?
Oh, when I am cleaning for Miss Wayne Friday, she is talking by telephone to Miss Carrick. She is saying you asked Miss Scudder to be chairman of committee. But Miss Wayne is saying Miss Scudder is, what is that word? Snooty.
Snooty? Oh, Laura would say that.
Maybe Miss Scudder don't want to be chairman, no?
Well, I don't know.
I see Miss Scudder only at butcher shop where I buy chicken for poppycock. She doesn't look like that word. To me, she seems a very high-class lady, wearing eyeglasses on stick.
Eyeglasses on... Oh, you mean her lorgnette.
He's right, What did you say?
Well, of course, Laura's partly right. Mrs. Scudder's been back from abroad, living up there on the hill in the old Scudder house for nearly 5 years.
Oh.
And so far, she hasn't accepted a single invitation or given a single party. Of course, now she's very polite to everyone,
but... Oh, so that is what you mean, snooty. She is polite, but she don't give parties. Snooty. I will remember.
Well, you better get to work if you're going to finish before 11.
Oh, I finish. Miss Brown, maybe you see in the Gazette this morning, no?
No, not yet. I haven't had time.
Why? There's a picture of Frankie and me.
Oh, really? How nice.
You like to see it? Maybe I cut it from the paper. So.
Oh, proud American mother bids farewell to soldier son.
Is wonderful, not me. Sophie Helenchik, proud American mother.
Oh, it's very good of both of you. Oh, answer that, will you, Sophie?
Oh, sure. You know, I've been thinking now Frankie is in the army. Yes, I'm coming. In Miss Brown's house? Yes. Who you say? Miss Scudder. Oh, sure, I tell her. Miss Brown, is Miss Scudder on telephone?
Mrs. Scudder calling me.
Yes. You don't suppose... Hello? Yes? Yes, this is she.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Scudder. Yes. You will? Oh, I'm so glad. Yes. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, she's going to come here and act as chairman of our committee. Would you believe it?
Yeah? Well, I tell you, when I see her a butcher, she looks very nice. Of course, we do not speak, but...
Oh. Yes, Sophie?
I just been thinking. Now Frankie is in army, and I am proud American mother. Maybe I join committee, no?
Why,
Oh, I can do many things. Fix for supper, clean up after.
Yes, but Sophie...
And you have so many clothes you want wash and iron and mend in this committee for refugee children.
Why, yes, Sophie, but you see...
I think maybe I can join the committee. Huh? Maybe I can help, no?
But Sophie, you work so hard every day.
Oh, some things I can do in evenings after I finish work. You think I can join? No?
Why, Sophie, I think that would be wonderful. That's a size 6, Laura. It goes in this bundle here. Sophie, are you almost through with that jacket?
Yes, Miss Brown. You're to see that dress now. Miss Brown,
you're going to ask her, Sophie.
Shh.
But somebody's got to ask her.
I thought we all decided that you would, Laura.
No, you do it.
But you said you would. But I'm scared. Helen, you...
Oh, all right.
Miss Scudder.
Yes, Mrs. Wayne.
We were talking, all of us, before you got here tonight. And we were wondering...
Yes?
Well, we've been thinking... You know how we need to raise money? Well, we were thinking that we could raise some quite easily by giving a dinner.
A dinner?
Oh, nothing elaborate. Something quite simple. Cold meats, potato salad, baked beans, pie and coffee, you know.
Yes, I know.
And we thought, you have such a large house, it might be nice if we gave the supper there.
It really wouldn't be much trouble for you, of course, Mrs. Scudder. The ladies of the committee would do all the work and provide all the food.
And we just couldn't think of another house big enough. Well, unless we gave it in the church, of course.
We wanted to do something, well, different, and we thought...
And we thought if we gave something at your place...
Well, it's not that I don't want to open my house. It's, there have been several of these suppers, and it's just that I thoroughly dislike ham, potato salad, and pie.
Oh, me too, Miss Scudder. Also, baked beans. They give me pain in stomach.
Sophie. It's all right, Mrs. Brown. I quite agree with you, Mrs. I don't think I know your name.
Halenchik. Sophie Halenchik.
Oh, yes. You're Czech, aren't you?
Yeah.
My husband and I were in Czechoslovakia for nearly 5 years before.
Oh.
I remember seeing your picture in the paper.
Oh, yes, me and Frankie. When he go to camp.
Tell me, Mrs. Halenchik, what kind of supper would you prepare if you had it at your house?
Frankie, he wants goulash and noodles and apple strudel filled with nuts before he goes to camp.
Goulash and noodle and apple strudel.
I make paprika chicken for main dish and Marilyn knorrel for dessert. My husband, he was crazy for that.
Come here. Sit down and tell me. Do you make stollen and saubrotten and kolache?
Oh, yes, and chopped veal.
Wrapped in grape leaves and steam.
Oh, no, you must be careful to pick grape leaves at right time in summer when it's good and hot.
Mm-hmm. And piroshki. Can you make piroshki? Or are they too Russian?
Sure, I make piroshki. I make them filled with chopped chicken liver mixed with farina. Mm-hmm. And I make them filled with sour cherry for dessert and sugar and cream over the top.
No, it would be impossible.
Impossible, Mrs. Scudder?
Well, I was thinking it would be wonderful to give a supper at my house of paprika chicken and strudel.
Oh, goulash and kugelhopf for dessert?
No, it would be impossible. One person couldn't do it alone, not for 100 people.
Oh, if you want, I'd do it, Miss Scudder. I get Kathy to help me.
Yes, Miss
Kathy. And who is Kathy?
Oh, Kathy, she's my cousin. She lives with me. She and her two boys until her husband gets fixed up. They come from Europe 4 months ago.
From Europe 4 months ago?
Sure, they're greenhorns.
But how did they get here?
We helped them. A friend of Paul, he come one day with a letter from Paul, and he tell us he can get them out if we have money for tickets. We all got a little something in the bank. Mary, Irene, and Annie, no? Then we get mortgage on house for the rest.
Oh, Sophie.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Rain. They pay back someday. We come to America like that, too. My husband's brother, he work in a bakery. He help us. We pay back every penny. That's all right.
You brought over four refugees, and you're now taking care of three of them in your own home. It's incredible.
Oh, they're relatives. They're not refugees. They don't come from England. They're cousins, greenhorns. Just like we was when we come here.
I don't suppose you know it, Mrs. Helenchik. Of course you wouldn't. You wouldn't know what an heroic thing you've done.
What do you say, Miss Gorney? I don't understand.
Ladies, the meeting will come to order. First, Mrs. Helenchik, will you step up here, please?
Me? Sure, yes.
Are you ready, Mr. Gills? You can take the pictures now.
Pictures?
Mrs. Helenchik, on behalf of the committee, it is my pleasure and privilege to present you with this check for $100, the proceeds of our dinner.
Check? For me? But why?
Hold it. That's it. The honey.
As our first... our first contribution toward paying off the mortgage on your house.
Mortgage? Oh, but yet I do not understand why.
Because you're such a wonderful person, Sophie. And because we're so proud of you and what you've done. Bringing over four refugees and taking care of them all by yourself.
Thank you. But refugees, always I think refugees are people in England that need clothes and medicines. No? I do not understand. But anyway, we get nice pictures in paper, no? I send them to Frankie and I tell him we got four refugees at home, no greenhorns. That make Frankie feel fine, no?
Thank you, Adelaide Klein, Evelyn Varden, and Florence Malone for a beautiful and touching performance. This kind of story comes mighty close to the spirit and heart of America. Our country is full of women like Sophie Helenchik, Americans all, and we are proud of them. Today there are millions of proud American mothers who are doing their share, gladly, without complaining. They know that if we are to win this war, every single person in America must do his or her part. And we must answer our war bond protocol. Millions of Americans have already done so. Have you answered yours? It calls for at least 10% of your total earnings of everything you make invested in United States Treasury war savings bonds and stamps. And they are the finest investment in the world because every dollar you invest in war savings bonds, you are investing in the future security of America. This is your country. Keep it yours.